Hello, folks. How y'all doing? This is coming down to the new year. The new year is upon us. It's coming up. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. The last and final day of 2021. Yep, the final day of 2021 is coming tomorrow. Yep, and for everybody that's partaking of the communion wine and song tomorrow, please be careful. The life that you save may be your own. Just think about that, you know, you guys. Try not to do that. Try not to drink and drive. Please try to designate a driver, because, you know, buzz drinking is drunk driving, or buzz drinking is drunk driving, or I don't know. I forgot how it is, though. But no, but you shouldn't drive drunk tomorrow, and I don't condone it. I really don't. And I, you know, I'm not a person to drink and drive, but I have done it before. Oh yeah, we've all been there. We've even showed up at work drunk one a couple of times. And I'm not naming when. All I know is that happened a long time ago. And that's all I'm saying. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Anyway, on that subject of consuming too much of something, and something being a good thing at the moment, and then all of a sudden it's a bad thing, and you feel like crap. You feel like shit afterwards. You know, it might be you took too many drugs, or you overindulged in, you know, the strip club, and you spent all your money on lap dances and putting stuff down people's pants while they're standing on stage, grinding their crotch in your face. Or, you know, you've just drank it and binged out on whatever your pleasure was at that time. You know, and then you have regrets afterwards, and then you make you feel so dirty and so cheap and so raunchy. It just made you feel like you're just nothing. You filthy, stinking wench. Just disgust. You just can't look at yourself in the morning in the mirror. And then you know God's flashlight. You know, especially if you've been doing it all night, you know what God's flashlight is, the sun. So, I mean, you walk out, and you have to put your shades on because the sun is so bright, but it hasn't even came up yet. It's still trying to rise, but it was still hurting on your head, and you feel that moment of, I will never do this again. I would never do this again. Then what you do next weekend? Where we going? We gonna meet up where? Who got it? I got this first round, but y'all gonna have to get it the next round. I remember a time I used to work for this workshop for disabled people. And afterwards, we would go down to this one bar called the Jolly O's, and we would eat nachos. Like a supreme nacho came to the table like a pizza pan, like a 12 or 14 inch pizza pan. And we would eat popcorn and nachos. And then, oh my gosh, don't let it Don't let this bar have dollar Corona. Dollar Corona Nights. Oh my God. Dollar Corona Nights, to where we would sit up there and we just order Coronas all night, and we're going back and forth. I think this one time we went down there, and one of my coworkers, she was sitting next to me. We were so drunk, we looked at each other. She said, "You buying this round?" I said, "No, I bought last round." She said, "Okay, I got this round." So we were just going back and forth. Yeah, but overindulging is not bad. But you feel like shit afterwards. And, you know, you come out broke. You come out a little bit fatter than what you know, you don't want to eat a whole thing of cookie dough ice cream, but you turn around and do it, and you feel so bad and guilty about it. But that's all I wanted to say, though, you guys. That was just on my mind.